Eli Tomac, look, first moto probably didn't go the way you wanted to, but nice job in the second moto. What's the trick for that? Like, after Roczen gets you and it's crappy and it's muddy, how do you pick it back up? Do you learn some lines?
It was a little bit of lines. To be honest, I don't know exactly what I changed. I just maybe rode a little bit cleaner. Well, actually, I think where I got him was in the back section after the tabletop. I got better in there and then up and over the hill. And so, yeah, there was a few spots I just got better at, and I didn't really change a whole lot. Just clean it up a little bit.
Right. Yeah, you're usually pretty good in the sloppy stuff. Like, you know, you're not no stranger to that. Yeah. First moto, were you pissed? Were you all right? How was it when you got back to the truck?
No, I was disappointed. Like, yeah. I mean, my first half was like okay. You know, I made the run at Jason, and then started
like seventh or something. So what? Yeah,
it was so. Like, right. Me and Jason were actually moving up, and we were catching Cooper, and then he obviously went on to catch him. But I passed him, and then he passed me right back, and then I kind of lost touch. I don't know what happened. I felt a little bit off. I wasn't as comfy in Moto One. I made like a little change once I came back, even though the conditions totally different.
Yeah.
Got the balance a little bit different on the bike, and I had more comfort. So, for sure, I made improvement. But next week at Paul, if we got normal condition, that'll be like the real test, you know, to feel more comfy.
I almost felt like it was a freeway for practice, right? And you almost didn't really. I don't know. Could you really tell much for your bike because it was so smooth?
It was smooth, but Moto One, there was long rut, so that's what was tough about it. Really long on the main downhill. And then that's where I felt like I was lacking speed. So I felt like even though it was a total mess, I improved my downhill speed.
A lot of guys I talked to today, not happy with their bike setup. I don't know if that's but I think that's a first round of outdoors thing.
It totally is. And it's the transition. And then, you know, you think you're dialed at your practice track or wherever you're at. And you come here and just, oh, my gosh, it's not right, you know. But you do kind of work out your bugs and kind of figure out, you know, what you like and what you don't like, and it's kind of the round one blues.
Right. So overall in the day, one so-so moto and one great moto. I guess we'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, that was a good rebound for me. Like I was disappointed, you know, because I was even given fourth because Zach fell there at the end. So fifth would have been really really pissed. But we rebounded good.
Yeah. One last thing about Supercross. I was looking at the all-time win list, and are you aware of how far you are up there?
I am. I've actually been paying attention to it.
Like, I was kind of snuck up on me a little bit. I'm like, he's one of the all-time highest winners in Supercross.
I know. And
maybe I still think of you as a Geico kid. I don't know.
Like these 2 weeks, I've been kind of like on a Supercross high. I'm like, holy, like we have to go race moto now. Like I was really pumped on this, how Vegas was and stuff. I'm like, I want to keep going, but that was the end of it. But
I don't really bring this up to say, hey, you don't have a title yet. I bring this up because, like, holy shit, like you're climbing the ranks up, and that's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think I'm at 27 now or something. So, hopefully I've got a few good more years of me and keep it rolling.
You could end up in this thing I'm looking at, like third or fourth if you keep rolling.
Yeah, I mean, if I put together like 2-3 more good years, I can get, as long as I can keep winning, yeah.
All right, man, thank you. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.